Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Lizette, baby. And for the All Power Podcast, host of the Dream Hustle Women Podcast, with that RAI Radio Network, honey. Y'all know the one. The one that helps over 100,000 monthly network visitors across 14 DRP tracks of radio stations, baby. But 25 artists have charting nationally across 150 independent charts. Y'all already know we don't do nothing small around here. And today, my people, today, we got an artist in the building that is taking a whole new spin on things. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and introduce him real quick and let him tell you a little bit about what he do. We have Mr. Ronnie Farmer in the building. What's good with you, Poppy? Yo, my man, Mr. Ronnie Farmer, do I got you in the building, honey, man? Well, looks like we're having a few technical difficulties with getting my man on, you know what I'm saying? So until we go ahead and get this all fixed up and him plugged in, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about my dude and what he got going on. Now, he got the song out. Oh, look, there you are. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, for my people that don't know you or don't know what you do, go ahead and introduce yourself to them and tell them a little bit about your single, Praise the Lord, Part 3.
Well, it's a what I did was I composed this song because I do country rap, but it's a gospel kind of side to me. Basically, what showing people what my side of my faith is.
Okay. Now, I must say that I had taken a listen to you on your YouTube, and I was listening to a couple of things you had going on, and I have to say your beat selection is excellent. Like, what do you look for when it comes to your beat?
I look for a unique beat because if you don't have a unique beat, if you have the same old beat that somebody else has used, you're just going to be like somebody else. I'm trying to stand out with my beats and my lyrics, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, I'm feeling that. I definitely am. Now, where are you repping? You know what I mean? Where did you grow up and who are you holding it down for when it comes to your state and your city?
Well, I'm originally from Jefferson, Georgia, and I grew up in East Texas. And coming from a small town that I came from, getting it to where I've gotten on level with the albums, that's kind of a big step up because nobody in our town really could ever do this kind of work.
Is it because they're not trying or they don't have the demographic for it, or what are some of the reasons you feel that they're not?
They're small-minded people, and what they consider work is the salt mine.
gotcha. Well, for all my people out there listening, you need to check my boy Ronnie out. You can check him out on YouTube at The Official Ronnie Farmer. You can also check him out and everything he got going on Twitter.com/ RONNIEFARMERNA1. Then you can slide on over to that Instagram.com/ RONNIEFARMERNATION to check up what he got going on, hear some of his music, follow him, he will follow you back. Y'all already know, people, what it is, so make sure you go ahead and you do that. Now, what is your number one inspiration for you getting into the music game and trying to pursue this thing in music as a career?
Well, I'll tell you, the first ever album that I ever heard when I was growing up with my brother was All Eyes on Me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was a turning point for me as an artist to, and I started writing, and I was in intermediate, he was in high school, and I started writing lyrics down each day while I was in school, and it finessed to a couple of years ago, I started doing lyrics because I had a friend of mine, he's like, man, you got to do this, you got to rap, or you got to do something, man, because you sound good, your lyrics sound good. I'm like, you know, why not take it to the next level? So here I am.
I know that's right. Usually when people get itching about music, you know what I'm saying, you just got to jump at it, you know what I mean? So hats off to you. You already knew what you wanted to do, and you are doing exactly what you want to do in this game, which is not easy a lot of times, because a lot of times people got a lot to say about what we do in music and how we go about doing it, you know, but it takes a special type of person to just do them 100% regardless of what anyone is saying, regardless of any doubt, you know what I mean, and just trying to get out here and succeed. So I want to say hats off to you for that, because that takes a lot that some people don't have.
That's true. That is true.
Definitely. Now, like, I know, just like any other profession, there were a lot of hardships, you know what I'm saying, when you're trying to make your way to the top, you know, and everybody has them. Like, what are some of the hardships that you've encountered when it comes to this music thing, and how are you dealing with it, or how have you already prevailed over it?
I had a record label turn me down, and they're like, yeah, we really can't work with you at this time. So when I went to when I created Muddy Creek Records, I did that on my own. And this year, after I put out the second album, they're like, "Hey man, can we work with you?" No, I'm good. You turned me down last time. This time, I'm doing this my own self. And thanks to Radio Flexers.
And you started that.
They've helped me.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Stuff.
Like, you started a record label all your own?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Wow. That takes a lot of guts. That takes a lot of know-how. You know what I mean? And like, do you have other artists that are under you, or is it just you, or how are you rocking with that?
Well, I have a guy, Tyler, who's on my Instagram. He's a pop singer, and he's trying to come over to my label because he's trying to make it in the industry, and I'm trying to help him as well.
I really appreciate when people do that.
Yes, ma'am. And I do have an album coming out July 2nd.
Do you now?
No. Third one this year.
Is it going to be just, because I know a lot of cats that, you know, have albums coming out, some, a lot of them are just like, you know, it's just me. I don't have any collaborations. You know, I just want the people to hear just me. And then we have others that are just like, you know, I found some people that can, you know, really just bring out what, you know, some of the projects that I was doing on the albums, some of the records. So do you have collaborations? Is it all you? You know what I'm saying? How are you rocking with that?
Well, I have a friend that is an artist now, Billy Hill. It's Billy Hill Show, and he is a rapper, and he told me if I wanted to do a collaboration, he got me on that one. So that's later on down the road.
Okay. Well, definitely, I'd be interested in hearing what that sounds like and, you know, what's going on with the album, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you're going to have it online when it drops so everybody can check it out, right?
It's going to be on July 2nd. It's going to be on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Google Play, YouTube, everywhere that it's, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, big man. For all my people out there, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and follow my guide so you can make sure that you are in the know and don't miss out on the album dropping. Again, you can find him at twitter.com/RONNIEFARMERNA1. Then you can catch him over on that Instagram.com/RONNIEFARMERNA2, baby. Y'all need to make sure y'all doing that. You can check him out on YouTube as well. Ronnie Farmer Nation, you know, with that single that he already got out, Praise the Lord 3, you know, go ahead, don't feel shy about letting my boy know what you feel about his music, because that's what we all do it for. And how do we know you are there for real if you don't leave a comment? So make sure y'all going over there, you're taking a listen, leave my man some comments. If you like what he's doing, go ahead and press that thumbs up for me, baby. You already know what it is. Now, besides the album, what's coming up next? Is this 2019 for Ronnie Farmer?
I thought about writing a couple books on the side. So, a couple books, another album with me and Billy Hill on it, and then, that's pretty much it for this year, and then next year I'll be dropping 4 more next year, so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm hoping you do some, you know what I'm saying, some promotion, some real good promotion, you know what I'm saying, and hook some of them songs up to them, but you feel me? That way we can go ahead and get you back on the show to let everybody know exactly what it is with Ronnie Farmer, you know?
Yes, I am.
Now, for my people out there in listening land, y'all already know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And after this, back to your scheduled program. Now, only get a little bit of time with some of the best artists around. You feel me? So, again, I'm going to need y'all to check my boy out, Ronnie Farmer NA1 on that Twitter. Check him out on Instagram, Ronnie Farmer Nation. If you're checking on YouTube, Ronnie Farmer Nation, go ahead and talk to my boy. He will come back. I'm pretty sure he'll be more than happy to have your input, what you think, what you feel, exchange some information. You feel me? So, for now, I'm going to say thank you, Ronnie, for coming on and blessing me on this podcast.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
No doubt, no doubt. And for my people, make sure you go check him out. Yeah, Dave? Now, we're going to have to say deuces for now, and we're going to catch y'all up on the flip side. I'm going to try to get my boy back a couple more times. I will get y'all familiar with his sound and what he has to say, baby. But for right now, we're going to say deuces.